Welcome, everyone, to another
Shucky Ducky Quack Quack edition of the Hour Bomb.
The fuck did you just say?
Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
How'd that come from?
Booker T, during the telecast night, he said that someone did a little Shucky Ducky Quack Quack, and then they, bam, they were fighting for the title. That was, I don't even know what he's talking about. It's Booker T.
Wow. Okay.
Sounds legit.
If you say so. yeah. Real quick, can everyone hear us out there in radio, or, well, internet land? So make sure about that, because I had a few issues here just now.
We don't really have anybody in the chat, so.
Well, we've got...
No, we've got a couple people.
Well, let's go ahead and get to that real quick. We've got... Doesn't matter. Montana Man.
Hey, Montana Man. Bulk up to you.
And Tom Long.
Tom Long, bulk up.
And Paul Jordan Jr.
Hey, bulk up to you.
There we go. That's all I know. If you're listening on the Mixler, hey, let me know. Okay? Sounds good. All right. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes. I am your host. How the hell did I word it last week?
I'm trying to remember.
The first ever valedictorian of the Dave Moser School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I may or may not have received a degree in reporting from the Dave Moser School of Reporting.
Wow. Yes.
The one, the only, the illustrious one, Jason Halbert. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, our crowd's fired up tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there. Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big Adrian Masters here.
You get the John Cena response around here.
I usually do. Love me or hate me, you must respect me. You can't see me.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
I don't know why that one didn't load.
Yeah, it's called silence. I get it.
No, I don't know why that sound effect didn't load.
Yeah, crickets.
There you go. There's your right sound effect.
Yeah.
I figured you were tired of being booed, so I just told everyone to shut up tonight.
Okay.
So anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Hanging in there.
That's good.
You know.
You know.
Thank you, Montana Man. Thank you.
Yeah, no, come on. I mean, I got to work with the fucker, too, and it's just, my trainee at work is a dick. I can't stand him, and I swear, what to do, you know?
Fire him.
I think I should.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Benjamin Meganberg is on the Mixer chat.
Yes, he is. Bulk up to you. And the story is what? What is the story?
I don't know. What story are we talking about here? Because I don't even know.
I don't either.
I don't either. Anyway, so how have you guys been? You guys been, you know, doing good?
Another day living the dream.
Yes.
You need to have better dreams, man, because today was kind of shitty for me.
Yeah, well, don't have kids.
Kids had nothing to do with it.
Tell Rolto not to have kids.
That had nothing to do with it either. It's just been a long fucking weekend, that's all.
Didn't you have to go to a 6-year-old's birthday party or something today?
No, he's like 15. It wasn't so much a party as it was, you know.
No.
Just visiting with my wife's family, that's all. Yeah. No, Ben says, I don't know, I'm counting on you. Oh, so he's counting on us to have a story.
Okay.
Don't hold your breath. So we're all back in the same room for once. Thank God.
I have a book of naughty bedtime stories I got at a truck stop. Is that what we're looking for?
Oh, God, no.
You just happen to have that book with you, too.
No, actually, I don't.
I was going to have you read a little excerpt from it.
I do have, though, a copy of the PWI 500.
Ooh.
They still make magazines?
They still do, yes.
To say I'm shocked would be an understatement.
So we get to have the return of Who's Ranked Higher tonight with Jason Heath.
Yeah.
Ooh, different version of Jizz Ranking?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, good.
The French Tickler of Death. That is one of the stories in there, actually.
Really? Good.
That's in the truck stop book, not the PWI 500.
Are you sure? The French Tickler of Death
is actually Rob Conway's new gimmick.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or Sylvain Garnier, whichever, you know.
I gotcha. Good. Son of a bitch.
If there was a way to keep this thing from going dark every, like, 10 seconds, that would be helpful. Because I literally had to stand here and just poke the screen.
Okay, I guess give it here. Hold on.
And poke.
And then I'll just poke the screen. It's
fine. Okay, whatever. Anywho. So, I don't have any interesting stories. I'm not going to lie, guys. I don't. I mean, it wasn't, you know. I was hoping maybe one of you guys had a funny limerick or a story from this past week that you wanted to talk about.
Not really. I kind of want to just dive into this thing, get this show done with, so we can go watch The Walking Dead.
I agree. Of course, I probably won't see it tonight. It'll probably be tomorrow.
I've convinced my girlfriend to wait till I get home to watch the show. So.
Holy shit, how'd you manage to do that?
Well, I'm good in the sack, so you know.
What?
You asked.
Hot?
You asked.
That's not what she told me.
She didn't tell you anything, and I know that's true.
All right, Ben, what is gay?
Probably The Walking Dead. He's a hater.
Haters be hating, man.
That would be my guess, if I had to guess.
You know what? Different strokes, different strokes. Some people like TNA.
Oh.
Ouch.
But I digress. Tonight there was a pay-per-view.
There was?
Yes, there was.
But Jason, why don't you tell our lovely listeners out there how this show usually works, and then how it's not going to work that way tonight because we don't follow
well,
the rules.
You want to wait till I get a Snickers bar in my mouth.
Well, of course.
You know, it's unprofessional to be eating there. Dave Metzler should have taught you better.
No, Dave actually said it's okay to do that.
Oh, did he?
As you chomp away on a
liquor
slip.
Well, he said it may or may not be okay, so I
right.
guess.
Right, as you chomp away on a liquor slip.
And, of course, he drinks. From a WWF cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Legends Cup. It's got Jake the Snake. Are you sucking off a liquor slip?
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Anyway. I got Jake the Snake on there. I got Sergeant Slobber on there.
I actually like
and
the
I
cup.
Got
That's
Roddy
pretty
Pepper.
Cool.
Huh?
I do like the cup. It's pretty cool.
It was like a $1.50 a warrant, along with my Legend shirt I have on.
Yes.
I like that. That's pretty cool, too. Anyway, so here's how the show normally works. It's not going to work like that tonight, but here's how it normally works. I've got 60 minutes. That's 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of shit I got to get through. These two assholes, as usual, will try to get me off of that list and make it to where I don't complete it in set time. However, with
tonight is a special edition where we just talk about the pay-per-view in general, and then we do a couple of our normal skit things, and then we just kind of get out of here.
They're called segments.
Yeah, whatever. Skits.
And
I'm going skits.
What? No, they're segments.
Skits.
Dave Meltzer taught us that.
Dave Meltzer didn't teach you shit. And that's actually a true statement.
He may or may not have taught me shit.
Right.
Anyway.
He definitely didn't teach Heath how to sell poop to people who eat poop.
Ole!
All right.
He did teach us the old John Cena, though.
The old John Cena.
Pull out at two, keep him impregnating Bella.
And then run out of the room saying, you can't see me.
Exactly. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's how it's normally going to work. But it's not tonight because, it's a pay-per-view night. So with that being said, I guess...
let's dive into the pay-per-view.
Well, all right, I guess we can. I'll talk about that later, I guess.
Talk about what?
Well, I just got a little bit of bad news.
What's the bad news?
Well, I found out today that any current WWE superstar is not allowed on any podcasts other than Stone Cold's and Chris Jericho's.
Really?
So the odds of us getting a WWE superstar is not going to happen. And I had some shit lined up. We were about to go big.
Damn it. Oh, well.
Fuck.
Does that include people under Legends contracts?
I don't know. The thing is, proper girls use birth control. Yeah, whatever.
That actually is true, though. They should.
They should, but...
Ladies, if you're listening, be on the pill. That way it's okay.
And if you have a problem... Ladies, if you have a problem covering your pussy, we've got that covered for you. Because at the PW Pop Store, you can buy your own pair of Classics Angels panties. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And
if boxers are more
dudes,
things...
If you really want to wear panties, I mean, you can get the Classics Angels panties if you want. However, if you're straight like me... And you want to wear something that's not gay, well...
Pop on those Heath's Heartthrob boxers.
Yeah, exclusively at pwpopstore.com. And actually, for the very low price of $21, you can buy your own Auerbaum shirt. Shut up, Adrian. You knew we were going to hawk our shit.
I know.
All right. Anyway, I guess we'll start. All right. That was loud. And I guess we will jump right into the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. Welcome to the Panic Room. Room. That's enough of that shit. Okay.
All right.
So.
It is a theme for a pay-per-view I don't hate immediately, but I mean.
It's a WWE pay-per-view theme.
Right.
So, you know. Anyway. Opening match. I'm not going to count the pre-show because, well, we didn't fucking watch it. What did we watch today?
There wasn't a pre-show match anyway this time.
Yeah, there was.
No, there wasn't anything on the pre-show. There was a segment with The Miz and Damian Sandow.
Mark Henry beat Bo Dallas. Or Mark Henry and Bo Dallas what?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, because we chose not to watch the pre-show at all. Why, you may ask? Someone ask why.
Why?
Why?
Because we wanted to watch the bloodiest Hell in a Cell match ever created.
Yeah, we did. So we took 20 minutes for our 30 minutes for the pay-per-view, and we sat down to watch Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker from 2003.
And if you want to watch that match, it's available on the WWE Network for just $9.99 a month.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, God damn, I forgot how brutal that match was.
There's just blood running off The Undertaker's face in that match. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I know.
It's everywhere.
It is. I mean, it looked like The Undertaker just got done with Michelle McCool when it was that time of the month. Hey,
oh! Oh!
Anyway, so, opening match of the night. I think they couldn't have picked a better one. Yeah. Was... The Intercontinental title match between Dolph Ziggler and Cesaro. Best 2 out of 3 falls.
This match was really fun to watch. It was the right choice for an opening match.
It was either... there were only two matches that could... Oh, God. Ben said he would go down. Anyway, there were only two really good matches that could have kicked this off. This one, or... The tag team title match, and I think they made the better decision for this one.
Yes. Even though I have no issues, we'll talk about that match in a little bit, too.
What?
I don't have any issues with the tag title match either. But
oh,
I mean,
no, I know, no.
We'll get to that one in a little bit.
2 out of 3 falls. Yes. Over the course of the past month, these two have gone back and forth and have some really fucking decent matches, actually.
I mean, these are two of your best, like, best wrestlers you have still. With Daniel Bryan being out. With Daniel Bryan being out indefinitely... I will say that these are probably your top two wrestlers.
Yeah, because I wouldn't classify really Roman Reigns as a wrestler, not a technical wrestler.
I'm speaking of just, if you look on just in-ring talent, I would say that Cesaro and Ziggler are probably, you know, the top two or three.
I would have to agree. Both really good technical wrestlers. Ziggler goes out and, you know, lays it out every night. It's like it's going to be his last match. So, I mean... I don't have any complaints with any time. Ziggler is normally out there. Ben says Cesaro was dominated and still didn't look bad.
I can't argue with that because this match, Ziggler did look like $1 million, but Cesaro didn't come off this match looking particularly weak either.
No, there was one spot where I think it was Ziggler had Cesaro in some sort of a front face lock.
Yeah.
And Cesaro climbed up the ropes in the front face lock and then superplexed Ziggler off of the rope. That was awesome.
I think that's how Ziggler or Cesaro got his fall. That was off of that move.
Cesaro didn't.
It looked like he got a close 2 count off that. That's right.
That he did. But great back and forth. Definite. I mean, I still can't believe how good this match actually was. The crowd agreed.
Oh, yes. We heard a chance of, you know, this is awesome, of course, through part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was, the crowd got into this pay-per-view early, and I will say this, the crowd wasn't particularly dead through most of the pay-per-view. There were a few spots here and there, and I'm sure we'll talk about those in a little bit, but
yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Through most of the matches, though, the crowd was pretty into them.
It was, I guess we'll talk about that later, too.
Armbar City, that was probably the best armbar ever in WWE.
It probably was.
I think that was a stab at Alberto Del Rio, even.
It could have been. So, anywho, your winner.
I'm here and still an Intercontinental Champion.
Yes.
Dizzle.
How long do you think he's going to retain that title?
Good question.
I think he holds on to it till. You know what? I'm going to say golf, the Intercontinental Champion.
You ain't talking to the microphone, Adrian.
I say Dolph's going to be your Intercontinental Champion until WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah.
6 months from now.
Yes.
Ish.
And he loses to, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
A healed and returning to claim his title back, Bad News Barrett.
Oh, God, yeah. We've missed Barrett.
Yeah. Ben says Rusev is going to take it from him.
I disagree, because we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Good. Next match. We're going to file under, I didn't really give a shit, but we still watched it just to hope to God that Nikki Bella's tit fell out.
It yeah, almost did, too. That's the...
Yeah. So next up was the Battle of the Bitches. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It was Nikki Bella against Brie Bella. And, oh my God, I just want to say for the record, Nikki Bella.
Oof. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I would eat the corn out of her asshole.
Wow. John, I hear John Cena likes to watch, so he'll be in the corner just going, you can't see me.
Oh my God. Anyway.
PW Pop After Dark.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, so we're getting ragged on. The match actually wasn't terrible.
Bella match, this match was far better than their acting skills.
It was. And I think that's kind of what set the negative tone going into this match, was like, oh my God, they can't act. This match can be terrible. I actually halfway enjoyed it. No, it could have been because Nikki Bella was in it, and I enjoy watching and looking at Nikki Bella. Not so much I enjoy her wrestling skills, I just enjoy looking at Nikki Bella.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? This match, the Bellas actually didn't look bad in the ring. They weren't an embarrassment, so... It wasn't all bad, it's just I've hated the storyline since it's been going on, and I don't want it to continue, but it's clearly going to, so...
Yes, because the loser of the match had to be the winner's personal assistant for 30 days. And if they didn't like that, then they could quit.
Yeah, and so we see the show Bree's load at the end of it. We'll get into this.
Yeah.
So we don't have to talk about this later.
So anyway.
But Bree loads up her car later on in the pay-per-view, and then she gives Nikki a smoothie, and then Nikki dumps it on her head and tells her to go make her another one and bring it to her hotel room.
Yes, your winner, since Adrian just won that, technically, was Nikki Bella. Who didn't see that one coming? For the record, me and Adrian, and I think you were one or two matches off from us.
Yes.
At this point, we're 2-for-2 on the night with our predictions. Nikki Bella's tit almost really did fall out. Where did I miss that one at?
Yeah. I mean, her boobs always look like they're in a perpetual state of almost falling out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I will say this towards, basically on the final pin, I was like, oh my God, it looks close to a nip slip, but it was very, very close.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Every time she does her finisher and they start to bounce, I'm like, oh, there it comes.
you know, and Nikki Bella can just wear those shorter shorts and I'd be happy. I mean, yes. That's really, I don't know. She's on my list. What can I say, fellas?
Okay.
Moving on. Was the next match that could have started off the show, but didn't. The tag team title match between the Dustbusters and the Usos.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, I'm still trying to figure out why the Usos still dance. I could just really go.
That's their thing, Jason. That's their gimmick.
That's their entrance.
They're Rikishi's kids. Like, can't that be enough?
Really? Your favorite part of the pay-per-view was the Chiefs beating the Rams?
Which happened hours before the pay-per-view? This is for you. That's for you, buddy. Anyway, at least they're not the Jets.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Anyway, so this feud had been building for a while. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, in a matter of six-man matches, triple threat matches, so on and so forth. It was coming to a head tonight.
Yes, definitely.
Well, the problem with you having a tag team division of two legitimate teams is those two legitimate teams are going to fight each other a lot.
Yes, they will.
Sadly. I'm hoping with the return... Well, whatever, we'll talk about that later, too.
Yes. Anyway. I thought this match was a good pick-me-up from the And I'm not going to say the last match was a downer, because I don't really think it overly was. But I think a lot of people just didn't care, because, correct me if I'm wrong, during the Bella match, we were getting the crowd chants of JBL and whatever else they wanted to. We definitely didn't get a "This is awesome" chant during that match.
No.
So I think the crowd was kind of out of it for the Bella match, which, again, I think that was because of the whole they can't act.
Yeah. Yes.
But this one definitely, whatever lull we were in, this one brought us out of it. I don't really especially care for the Usos. I don't know about you guys.
They're all right. I enjoy watching them wrestle. I don't really root for them, but I enjoy watching them wrestle.
You don't want an Usos t-shirt.
No.
Fuck. Let me go cancel that order. Dynamite dropping, Heath. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, I got it, Adrian. Halloween. We'll just paint our faces. We'll be the Usos.
You know what? That's a great idea.
We'll just be fat Usos.
That's actually dumb. I'm not going to do that.
Did I tell you the costume, though, if you would have had an extra $80, we should have got done? When I was at Halloween shopping last week, they had the Dumb and Dumber tuxes. Harry and Lloyd. He's not even paying attention. Anyway.
That's just wrong.
Ben says that Goldust and Jake could have a singles feud because they were solid in the ring. What are you doing, Adrian?
I'm trying to get this keyboard to work. Because it doesn't. But
it's. Do you have the switch on? Okay, hit the little Bluetooth button right there. Is it working?
It's fine.
Okay, you can use the screen to type too. Okay, anyway. Forgot what I was going to say now. I don't know, not important. Anyway, good match, solid back and forth. Pretty much what we thought was going to happen, happened.
Yeah, and I will say this, the Usos are really over.
You know, when they came in with Tamina, we demand respect and blah, blah, blah. Totally wasn't expecting this 2 years later.
Yeah, like, they, in the last year, have really blossomed ever since they did their feud with the Shield last year.
Yeah?
Pretty well much.
That was kind of like their springboard to it. I really like this theme, too.
Yeah, I do, too. It's one of my favorite themes.
It kind of is. So your winners and still your WWE Tag Team Champions, the Dust Brothers, which last year when Goldust was brought in, it wasn't supposed to go this long.
No, I actually am surprised he is still around too.
It wasn't supposed to go this long, and I guess he's still showing that he's still got it, so hey, whatever.
Yeah,
I like what they're doing with Cody.
Benjamin, or BMX in the chat there actually said that he thought that Goldust and Jey Uso could just have a single feud and it would be fine.
Yep. No, that is BMX. That's right. Didn't pay any attention to who it actually was. Okay.
You're just not realizing that.
When you're on this side of everything, Heath, you don't really always pay attention to the small things because you got to run everything else.
Yeah.
So combining his first and last name together never even dawned on me. So eat a dick.
No, thanks.
Wow.
Next up.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, I know.
What, the first eat a dick of the night?
Yes.
Well, it is what it is. We'll see how long we're at work tomorrow morning before I have to tell him to eat a dick at work.
I'm going to go 25 minutes.
I don't know. You know what's great?
Oh, God.
He came into work to fill up some paperwork and everything one day. And one of the guys there, would you chill out? One of the guys there half-ass listens to our show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, Heath is coming in to fill out paperwork and everything. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And then Heath is in there. He's in the back room with our trainer doing stuff. Guy walks in and is like, hey, what's going on, Jizzmopper?
Nice.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
I was like,
Heath is
oh,
a celebrity.
God.
I wouldn't go that far with it.
No.
But, I mean, I am. Anyway, so we're going to move on to the first Hell in a Cell match of the night, which was totally, hey, Mark Jones in the chat room.
Hey, buck up, Mark.
We weren't really waiting for you, but yeah, welcome.
Well, I guess, fuck, God damn it, Mark Jones. I guess we're going to have to start over. Hold
wait,
on.
Wait, it's Tootsie Roll Jones. I forgot.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, now he's going to hate us.
Yeah, I know.
Forever.
Hold on.
Let me see the Tootsie Roll. Yeah, 1994.
I will ever think of Mark Jones when I hear the song now.
I will too. Anyway. Okay. We're going to just keep that queued up right there. So, anyway. So, first Hell in a Cell match of the night, which was not the one I was expecting to have first. Really not sure why this one was first, but I'm not arguing with it. I think it's because of the ending of the other one. But anyway, so we have John Cena against Randy Orton.
Yes.
Mark Jones. Rolls eyes. Jerks.
Yeah.
We love you too, Mark Jones. Anyway. So, in BMAGs, it's Mark Jones, Tootsie Roll Jones. I mean, it was something he posted on Facebook.
He reminded us of that song, so we now remind him that he is that song.
Because he put pictures up of cotton candy and Tootsie Roll. And
it's a long story.
It is. Go back and listen to that podcast. Because it's actually Let Me See Your Tootsie Roll Jones.
Yes.
So anyway, I want to say this was probably my, I mean, everyone's match that they were really wanting to see. Mine is like, this was the second highest match I wanted to see.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to see Ambrose and Rollins just beat the living piss out of each other.
This match was like third on my list tonight.
This was like, what was second?
It was third for me.
What was second?
Oh, the Cesaro Ziggler 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah. So
I could see that.
My wife actually brought up a scenario. Well, not really a scenario. Her thoughts on this. She was really looking forward to this match because it seems like any time that Cena and Orton fight, it could always throw Orton back into that you don't know what he's going to do, that dark era when he had what the hell was it, the IED?
Yeah.
So that's what she's hoping to see anytime these two fight a fight, because who would be the one that could do that to Orton? Cena. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But it always seems like when these two fight and it's on a big stage like this, that Orton really cranks it up.
He does. I was really hoping he was going to win. And I feel as if they were planning on having Brock Lesnar be at Survivor Series. He might have, but...
Yeah, because I would have liked, you know, to have seen Randy Orton fight.
And I will agree that Daniel Bryan and Orton have way better chemistry. That's true. But Daniel Bryan is a superior wrestler to John Cena. I mean, that's...
I'm fairly certain, I've said this before, that we could get in the ring with Daniel Bryan and he'll make us look like $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't know about $1 million, but we can look like $1,000.
10,000.
10,000. All right,
10,000. Split up three ways. It'd be 7,000 me, 2,000 you.
$1.99
for Heath, and then the rest just kind of goes to the bank.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck you.
Anyway, so...
Cena did become a Dudley in this match, Mark Jones. He kept giving the three...
It was... I don't know if you guys, if this match lived up to what you guys thought it was going to.
This match was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
You know, and not for me. I was expecting to see a lot of arm bars and wrist locks and headlocks and a lot of scientific wrestling in this.
Really?
Of course not, you dumb son of a bitch.
I didn't think so.
It really didn't live up. I was hoping to maybe see a Crimson Mask in this match.
Yeah.
Not necessarily blading themselves, but just an accidental one.
Yes. Right. Well,
an accidentally on purpose one. Because, I mean, really, if one of them busts the other one open, you really think they're going to catch flack from Vince on the back? Two of your top guys?
I would hope not.
No, not really.
Orton's, like, from activeness here, he's, like, number two on the depth chart. You got Rollins, and then you got Orton.
Yeah, that's...
And that could even be flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Brock's not coming back anytime soon. Hell, I doubt I even knew there was a pay-per-view tonight.
Yeah. Did you see that that fan made thing, the trailer for Hell in a Cell?
No.
Oh god, that was hilarious.
Oh god, are you gonna try to find it?
I can try to find it here.
You don't have to. It's not a big deal.
Okay, give me a few minutes. I'll look for it here.
Orton was super over. I mean, there was RKO chance going on. I think part of it has to do with the Vine videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yes.
I love the Orton videos. I think they're great. Whoever decided
RKO,
to do
this. RKO, out of nowhere.
Yes. I'm waiting for the RKO shirt.
Orton should have hit that RKO off the top rope. That would have been.
Oh, God. I was hoping. I was really. I'm frustrated with this match because I understand why they had Cena win it. I really do. But I don't. B-Mag says he thinks it was heel book. But I don't like it.
It was heel book for sure.
Okay. But I don't like it. That's the problem I have. Just because I understand it doesn't mean I want it. And, I mean, we called this one as well. But that doesn't mean I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
take it away.
Cena?
I haven't heard you talk hardly at all tonight. Heath, you know what? For the next 30 seconds, your thoughts on this match. Starting now.
I mean, basically at this point, now we're going to be seeing Cena versus Lesnar for, what, the third time?
Something like that.
Just within the past couple years?
Within the past couple months.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's kind of like that whole once-in-a-lifetime thing, which became twice in a lifetime.
They actually have never said that this was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, though.
They haven't.
No, but I mean, but it's the same kind of concept. We're starting to see that same thing happen again.
Your 30 seconds is really up. The crowd's turning on you at this point.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Fuck them.
I agree with you. You know?
What, fuck the crowd?
Oh, God, no. Our crowd's the best we have. Cena Orton. No, B-Mag. Cena Orton, number 17. It was like, you know.
Number 457, more like it.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, we don't see Cena Orton anytime soon for a while. No, not a knock on Orton and Cena, because actually their matches don't generally disappoint me a whole lot. But I'm just kind of tired of it. You know, it's like you could go somewhere and get a steak tonight. Go to the same place, get a steak tomorrow. Oh, this is not bad. Another steak the next night. Oh, this is still good. But eventually, after like 3 weeks of the same steak, you're going to kind of get tired of it and want to go with some shrimp or something on the side.
Yes.
So that's kind of where I'm at. Not horrible. Not their best. But I'm okay with it.
All right, I don't know how to copy and paste this to the chat. So
okay, hold on. Keep talking.
Oh, God. You're leaving it to me?
Technical difficulties here. Hold on. Keep talking.
Oh, jeez.
Just about whatever you want.
About whatever I want. Oh, how much of a pain in the dick you are? Okay, that's quite all right. Anybody else agree on that? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller?
I hate you.
Keep talking. Let's see here. Orton Rusev thoughts?
We're not there yet.
Orton Rusev is not a match, so go ahead and talk about that.
Orton Rusev. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Orton Rusev thoughts. Yeah. Even from a casual fan standpoint, no.
All right, so now
I don't see it.
Now you use it just like you would normally, like a keyboard. It wasn't connected.
Yeah, they are still having technical difficulties. Good God.
Okay.
I am not good solo. Yeah.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Adrian does not have his computer handy tonight, so he's using my tablet. So he's just having some issues trying to figure that one out. Not a big deal. Anyway, so we're back. Anyway, so your winner and still, well, your winner and number one contender. John Cena.
Let's start the John Cena sucks.
John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks.
Disappointing, predictable. That's all I can.
John Cena sucks.
Do what?
Disappointingly predictable.
Yes. John Cena sucks. Anyway.
Now, so, see if he went back to Thuganomics.
I think it's better. I think it's too late, to be honest with you.
But yeah, it's definitely too late to go back to that.
I think the damage is done.
Pretty well much.
However, I still do like this theme. So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is
basic thugonomics.
Word life.
I would almost have to say if Cena had to go to his dark place, this would be the dark place. If you brought out this song.
I don't know. I don't know if that would, like... You know, I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to move on to the next match.
All right.
Well, actually, Orton and Rusev. Let's talk about that real quick. Do you want to see it or not?
Personally, no.
Adrian.
What?
Orton, Rusev. Do you want to see it?
No.
I don't really want to see it either.
I don't know why it's...
What? Copied in the mobile thing?
And it didn't, like, put a link to it, so...
Well, it's because it doesn't... The site can't handle mobile links.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's weird. So it just got up the M, I guess, and that's fine.
We're going to find out. Yeah, if you just copy that into the Facebook, or from the link into your Chrome browser.
Can you sound on this for us, or...?
Okay, we can. Turn your computer off.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
I don't know. When we were watching that clip last week,
we couldn't hear it on Skype at all. But I don't know how it sounded.
I don't know how it's going to sound on here either. So we're going to find out.
Whoa. I think it's only transferring over to us.
Yeah, it's not coming through. So
unfortunately.
Anyway, we'll just check that out later in the chat.
All right, check out the video though.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Anywho, so we're gonna move on. What was up next? Oh yes, one of the matches I actually wanted to see.
Okay,
Sheamus against Miz for the U.S. title.
Dear God, could Miz Dow be any more over?
Holy shit. We didn't watch the pre-show. We were pretty honest about that. However, they showed the little clip from it or whatnot. And when the Miz was out there, you are the best stunt double a person could have. You think he's kissing ass, and you think bad shit's going to happen soon?
Yes, eventually I do.
Oh, yeah.
How definitely. Soon, though?
I think we're a couple months off still.
You really? You think that far out still?
Yeah.
Because I know I could probably say we're going to start to see a little bit of flack from tonight happening tomorrow night.
You could even see tag team titles for the Miz and Miz Dow. Are you going to use them as a tag team?
You know? I don't know about that because he's supposed to be a stunt double bow.
Yeah.
He's not managers, they're not partners, because they've never been in the same match together.
True.
Because they're stunt doubles. You don't have Keanu Reeves and Keanu Reeves' stunt double in the same scene.
No. Well, like I said, I think we're going to see a little bit of flack. We're probably going to see Miz kind of tear into Miz Dow a little bit tomorrow.
The match itself, this was one of the weaker matches of the night, though. I think we can agree on that.
Well,
as far as just
I think
the match,
it was
there's a lot of better things that happened after the match that was entertaining.
But lately, the only reason why I've been excited to see The Miz is because of Sandow.
Exactly,
because he's fucking hilarious out there.
He needs a push again.
Yeah,
he really does.
B-Max. Sheamus usually does better. He has no chemistry with Miz, which is just weird.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. And I don't think the Miz has good chemistry with a lot of people, though. I mean, Miz is always kind of boring to me.
I think
his character is usually okay, if not a little entertaining sometimes. But overall, yeah, his matches are usually kind of boring.
You loved him when he was world champ.
I liked his character. I didn't think his matches were particularly good.
And Mark, I would probably have to say it's got to be Damien, that would be the face.
That would be the most sense, would be Miz Dow becoming the face. But I mean,
I can't see them turning Trying to turn Miz's face.
They do turn Miz like every like 6 weeks, so.
Well, hold on. Does he have a Christmas movie coming up?
Yeah. Is there a Christmas movie coming out again?
God, Christmas Bounty 2? I mean, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway. Normally, it was an okay match. We'll leave it at that. It was an okay
match.
Yeah,
it was okay.
Your winner
is still United States champion. The Great White Champion. Which, never mind. I'll say it later.
That's after this match that is why I'm saying Miz Dow might be getting some flack.
Okay, go ahead.
From Miz. Well, so after the match, you see Sandow
with the voodoo powers.
Yes. He rolls in and he lays right down next to the Miz as though they're both laid out. That's after all, stunt double. Sheamus starts to go away, but he has a second thought. He goes in and sees if, okay, let's raise up his arm. Miz Dow does the same thing. He lets it down. So does Miz Dow. He does stuff like that. I mean, he even started getting the Miz kind of like dancing around.
Yes, the YMCA was fucking great, actually. That was hilarious is what that was.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
But
so this is why I'm saying that we'll probably see Miz kind of led into Miz Dow tomorrow night.
Because he should have stopped Sheamus from doing that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Maybe we'll start seeing the seams unravel a little bit. So, all right, we're going to move on to the Battle of the Behemoths.
Big Show versus Rusev.
I really thought in the little promo before the match when Big Show and Mark Henry were talking, I thought Big Show was going to say, hey, come on, let's go get some fried chicken after the match or something like that.
The barbecue was almost as bad.
It was.
It's like afterwards going for barbecue. God. It was terrible.
So I want to talk about this match.
Terrible. I mean, just say, hey, we'll go get some barbecue because those boys can eat.
Yeah.
Don't worry, saying you racist bastard.
God. I ain't racist.
Whatever. Anyway, so we're going to talk about this one for a little bit. The match we've all been waiting for, which didn't we just see this?
It was on Raw a couple weeks ago, but it ended in like a disqualification because Mark Henry interfered.
Yeah. So why are we seeing it again?
Because
in a normal, in just a regular ring?
Yeah.
I mean, if Mark Henry interfered, don't you think it should have been, I don't know, not necessarily in a cell, but just saying.
Yeah.
Why we got the same match? Do you want to talk about this one for a little bit?
Well, I don't want to spend too much time on it because the match itself was about what we expected to be. It was a decent big man match. I do want to talk about this for a second. The four super kick Rusev hit on the Big Show.
Oh, God.
That was insane. I just, you know, there comes a point in time where you look at a big man, like, say, Big Show, and you're like, man, I think he's just about done. He just doesn't have it. Not really seeing that a whole lot. I mean, he's not as good as he was 10 years ago, but fuck, no one's as good as they were 10 years ago.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, depends on when you say that, I guess. If you look at Shawn Michaels 2009 and were to say that, you could actually say that because 10 years ago he couldn't even wrestle.
Okay, you know what I mean.
Typically, you're correct, but I mean, there are exceptions to the rule.
B-Megs. I thought Henry returned. Did you guys?
Yeah, I totally thought. I'm like, when he started walking out there during the match, I'm like, oh, shit, Mark Henry's turning heel.
Especially when he threw Rusev back in the ring, and then he smacked Big Show on the ass. Go get him!
I was like,
and then
Big
Show turned his back. I'm like, oh, God, here it is. Here it is. Oh, nope, he didn't do it. Okay, whatever. You know, I still see big things on Rusev's horizon. So, just we're still at the tip of the iceberg with him, but you're a winner.
I was going to stand by what I said last week. I think what moves on from Rusev on this is he's going to try to get the U.S. title from Sheamus.
I think you're right. I think we're going to start seeing shades of that tomorrow.
Probably so.
I kind of think I'm glad to see us move away from this feud.
Yeah, me too.
Especially after that.
And Rusev and Sheamus is going to be a brawl.
Oh, my God, because Sheamus can fight.
Because then you'd have Superkick versus Bro-Kick. That'll be it.
That'll be good. Interesting.
And you'll have an Irishman fighting a Russian for the
United States Championship. That's bad. Just saying.
I know.
So, moving on.
Well, next match we can't talk a whole lot about because we lost our feed for a little bit.
We did. It was
and the Divas match and Divas title match was apparently that quick because
yeah, it was only a few minutes that it cut out and we missed some of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess it was your decent normal match between these two.
I can't really say. Apparently, they didn't apparently have a lot of time. Your winner and still Divas champion AJ. I'm gonna have to go. We'll go back and watch. We might talk a little bit more about what happened here if it warrants it next week.
Yeah, we'll find out. So, and on to our real main event of the evening.
Yes,
Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Do you like how I did the character Hell in a Cell?
Yes, I did. It was
professional voice work.
At its best.
At its worst. Anyway,
at your mom's. Wait, no.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, no, not that. Really.
Really? Sorry. Anyway, Mark Jones.
I would love to see it. I don't know.
I don't know
if
it's going to happen, man. I really don't. I would love to see Kurt Angle beat Rusev for the United States Championship. I don't think it's going to happen, though. Triple H, for whatever reason, is not a huge fan of Kurt Angle.
I think it goes back to Kurt having a thing for Stephanie back in the day, and that's probably what it all stems from.
B-Max says, the only thing that drives me nuts is Cole Lawler and JBL calling Rusev Russian, even though he's Bulgarian.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's been adopted by Russia. It's whatever. It's
well, he's the Bulgarian brute.
Yeah.
You remember when Kofi Kingston used to be Jamaican?
And then he lost it in the middle of the ring with DX.
Right. Yeah. Wait, aren't you supposed to be Jamaican?
Uh-oh.
That's
so, anyway. out first was Dean Ambrose, who does his own thing and proceeds to dump chairs everywhere and then climbs the top of the cell.
With a Kindle stick.
Yes, of course, because that's not going to end bad for anyone, is it?
No, of course not.
And then out comes Seth Rollins with his goons. Just want to say that we are officially at the corporation storyline from 1999.
Yeah.
Complete with Stooges and all.
Patterson and Briscoe have been replaced with Noble.
Mercury
and
Noble.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, guys. You're now Stooges. Anyway, and then Seth Rollins comes out and wants them two to climb the cell and go after him?
Yeah, because that made sense. But they did, though.
They did. And then we have, and then they're distracting Ambrose. And out of nowhere, here comes Seth Rollins.
Yep.
From behind. And
yes.
I thought that we were going to see some awesome shit up there. We saw some not so bad shit up there. Then they started climbing down and we were trying to figure out who was going to eat it on the table.
And both of them did.
Both of them did after all for headbutts. And then, oh my God, they're dead. And or whatever the fuck they say nowadays.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
And
no, it's not Joey Styles.
No.
No.
I tell you what, we're not going to do a move-by-move thing. But all we're going to say is this match was fan-fucking-tastic.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot more I can add to that.
It was brutal. It was entertaining. It was, what the fuck is Dean Ambrose going to do now?
Yeah.
Even right up to bringing out a couple cinder blocks.
He did bring out cinder blocks, and it looked like he was going to curb stomp Seth Rollins, and then the lights went out.
And then we hear some funky chanting.
We do hear some funky chanting. And then we all kind of thought the same thing, and then the lights come back on. And
in the middle of a ring,
we've got a lantern, smoking lantern. And the crowd is lit up with cell phones. And
in that smoke,
and then smoke started,
see
and then
a
smoke
Sister
started.
Abigail.
And then would you shut the fuck up and let me talk for two goddamn seconds?
Well, first he's not talking enough, and then he needs to talk more. I mean, you got to make up your mind here, Jason.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, and then, like, it was almost like it was staged, like it was going to happen, because there was a hole cut out in the ring, and then smoke and fog started rising from that hole.
I will say this. That was pretty cool.
That was. And then, you may take it from here.
We see an image of what appears to be Sister Abigail.
And as Dean Ambrose is trying to figure it out, we get boom!
Blasted by Bray Wyatt.
Out of nowhere. Not an RKO, but a Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
And then the
blacks
lights
out again.
Then the lights go out again. And then the lights come back on. And there's Bray Wyatt.
I think the spot with the talking in tongues part went a little long because they had to set it up and it took a little longer than they thought it was going to.
I think you're right. And it wasn't so much. I like how they did it for us at home. They didn't just kill the lights. They cut the feed altogether. Like, we didn't see anything until they wanted us to. Because think about it. When that feed came back on, there were thousands of cell phones out there lighting everything up.
Yeah.
So they cut the feed for us at home, so we didn't see shit. And I like how they did that.
Yeah, definitely. It was pretty cool.
But then the lights come back on, and there's Bray Wyatt and his little poltergeist thing. And it was kind of cool. And then Rollins ends up picking up the win. And
I thought for sure he was going to give him the Sister Abigail into the cinder blocks, man.
Your winner, Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins.
And he hightails it the fuck out of that cage.
Wouldn't you hightail it the fuck out of there, too?
Yes, I would.
I did. Oh, let me stick around and watch Bray Wyatt, who's been doing some weird shit lately, and I'm going to fucking get abducted and butt raped or whatever the hell they do. Yeah.
Overall.
But the important thing tonight.
Yes.
Is we have the return of the Wyatts. Or at least Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, we're going to see the other ones come back, I think, tomorrow.
Does this right here with Bray Wyatt coming back and getting involved in the main event, which I just want to say for the record, is this two pay-per-views that there's been interference in the main event? Straight?
Yes. It's two.
Oh, okay. You would think they would not do that every time. But anyway, does this right here make you want to watch Raw more tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Now that Bray's back, I am looking forward to it. It makes me want to watch a little bit more.
Okay. I think I would have to agree just because I want to see what the fuck they're going to do.
Exactly. You know? I think we can agree that a Bray Wyatt-Dean Ambrose feud in the works maybe could be pretty good.
Holy shit, that's going to be awesome.
That's probably what we'll hear is holy shit.
We get a creepy crazy versus fucking crazy. It'll be fantastic.
It'll be awesome. But anyway, so with this going, let's give our thoughts on the pay-per-view.
Solid pay-per-view, top to bottom. I'm going to give it a solid 8.5.
Heath?
I got to agree, 8.5.
Wow, I'm going 9 on this one. I really enjoyed the whole pay-per-view. We did have our lulls. That happens to every pay-per-view. But this one was really a good one.
I mean, it was solid top to bottom.
And I think part of it was I loved the Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, the Hell in a Cell match were done pretty good for PG. It was very entertaining.
BMX says a 7.
I can see where you would say that too. The reason I wouldn't rate this higher is because there's some of that prestige missing from the WWE title not being defended at the pay-per-view.
That's why mine was only a 9 and not a 10. A 10. A fucking 10. I wouldn't give it a 10 anyway. But yeah, it's kind of weird to have a pay-per-view and your WWE World Heavyweight Champion sitting on the couch at home.
Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
I doubt he even knew there was a pay-per-view tonight. I don't know. Just saying.
You'd be like, wait a minute. There's a pay-per-view?
For the record,
should I be there?
From the matches that we knew of last Sunday and the ones that we predicted were going to be signed, we were perfect on the night.
Yeah, actually, we pretty much called every match how we thought. But I think that's part of the problem with the writing right now is it's so overly predictable. We can just kind of see how it's.
Yeah. But we were, there are a couple that we were like, I don't really know, but I think this is going to happen. So, you know. It is what it is. We're going to move on to one of our segments. And it's time for your weekly dose of what stinks. I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So Paige has been added to the cast of Total Divas.
All right.
No.
With the rumor going around that anyone involved in Total Divas will not be given the Divas title, This really blows if there's really truth to the rumor.
Well, did you see the thing with Stephanie, though? She did the interview where someone asked her about that, and she flat out said, no, that's ridiculous.
Right. But...
but yet, can we have her disprove it?
At this point, no, but I mean, it's...
because look at the cast of Total Divas. Have any of them been in the women's title picture lately? No.
Nikki?
She wasn't really in the title, not as much as...
you said in the title picture. I'm not just much. Telling you that she was there.
Montana Man's what stinks is now we will have more Bad Bella segments.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we're going to get a ton of Bad Bella segments. That's my what stinks is the Krabby Bella segments we know that are coming tomorrow on Raw.
Oh, yes. We're not looking forward to it.
Heath, you got one?
That actually was going to be about the Bellas.
Okay.
I mean, we can all agree that they're a unanimous wood thing.
Yes. B-Mac says he likes the WWE Championship not being defended every show. Like Hogan Flair, it was a big deal, blah, blah, blah. I still think your champion should be on TV.
If you go back and watch those old pay-per-views, though, like even the WCW ones and stuff like that, if the title isn't being defended at the show, the champ is still there. In some way, shape, or form. He may not compete on the card, but he's either there doing an interview or he's there doing something.
At least having presence made for the show.
Tonight we got Paul Heyman. That was pretty
well. But
that's
just Paul Heyman.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Paul Heyman. But
I know. I love Paul Heyman.
I think we all do. We're Paul Heyman guys.
Matter of fact... when we go to our next segment, I got a can you dig it for you.
Okay. Well, it just so happens, Adrian.
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucka.
All right. So, Hall of Fame class, 2015.
Okay.
Paul Heyman is in.
No, I can't dig that. I think that's too early.
Think so?
Yeah. Guest number 468. So, an anonymous user has thrown in a what stinks. Lack of champion. Do they care about their title?
That stinks.
Yeah.
I think they do, but I think that they don't have many options right now.
Right. So,
I don't dig it. I don't think he's going to go into the Hall of Fame yet.
Okay.
I mean, guaranteed Hall of Famer. I just don't think he goes in yet.
Let me phrase. I'm sorry. I'm going to say if it's on the Northeast next year, if it's like Philadelphia for the WrestleMania or New York.
Well, this year's already been the 2015.
I'm sorry. I meant 16. I meant to say 2016. If it's in there, definitely.
Okay, so we're not talking 15, we're talking class of 16.
I meant 16, that's what I meant to say.
Okay, maybe I can dig that then.
Yeah, I can dig it.
So glad he's doing good. Montana Man, skinny dig it. Cena, Lesnar at Rumble. Cena wins, Rollins cashes in.
No, I can't. Actually, yes, I can dig that.
Why can you dig that? Because... I have a can you dig it based off of this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Roman Reigns is going to win it. Therefore, at WrestleMania, we'll see Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins in the main event at WrestleMania.
Let me disagree with you here for just a second, Jason. Elimination Chamber. It's a screwy finish, and Ambrose and Rollins somehow are the last two men. And so it becomes a triple threat at WrestleMania. Rollins, Ambrose, Reigns.
And the show comes full circle.
I think I like that. I think that would be a great main event.
I don't dig it though.
I don't know.
I think if anything happens, I think Lesnar's going to keep the title to WrestleMania, and it's going to be the same story we got almost last year. Can Daniel Bryan do the impossible? Can he defeat the Beast?
Okay, that would be good. I think I would like that.
Daniel Bryan wins the Rumble, but has to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Mark Jones, Cena, Lesnar at Rumble. Lesnar wins. Orton wins the Rumble.
No.
I don't think so. Wouldn't mind Cena, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, Beanbags also has Rollins catches in on Reigns at WrestleMania.
You know, if Reigns wins the Royal Rumble, I could see Rollins cashing in on him at WrestleMania if he beats Lesnar or something like that.
I could, too. That'd be interesting. I don't know if they do it at WrestleMania, though. Do you think they'd really do it at WrestleMania?
No, for the solid reason. If it was somebody else, if it was a face with the briefcase, yes. Because you can end WrestleMania on a high note for the crowd. But correct. No. I can't see him doing it with a heel with the briefcase.
All right, I think so. Heath, you got anything?
Sadly, I do not. Yes, hit the horn. Studio cat.
Down cat. We're going to move on then.
All right.
We have our first bet update because I finally got around to scoring the last like month of wrestling.
Yes, he did.
And Kyle's not here to receive the news.
Darn.
He, last I talked to him, was on his way back from Dallas, I think it was?
Yeah.
Apparently he had some major issues with his flight or something. He said that they've been stuck there pretty well all day. And wasn't even good enough to where he could go to, like, the show tonight. If everything would have been delayed enough and he could have went to the Hell in a Cell, him and his wife would have. But instead, no. Layovers, I don't know. Poor guy. His return home has been really shitty. So, here's how the bet update looks at this point in time.
Okay.
Team Douchebag. You want to take a guess who that is?
Kyle?
Yes. 46 points.
All right.
Team Adrian, 58 points.
Yes.
Team Awesome, 64 points. Now, mind you, Adrian, you've been going against me and Kyle with five guys. You've only have four guys competing because
you drafted the goddamn
bunny. You know how many times the goddamn bunny's competed?
Since I drafted him, none. Yes. Yeah.
Heath has gotten laid the same amount of times as the bunny's competed.
That's a true statement.
So.
Hi, buddy.
What? Right. What?
Continue.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Anyway. So, I mean, do you want to still go handicap there? I mean, because you can go handicap.
No, I would like to drop the bunny.
All right, you're going to drop the bunny. Who are you going to pick up?
All right, I'm going to replace the bunny.
With somebody that's actually going to compete.
With somebody that's actually going to compete.
I'll believe it when I see it.
My bunny replacement is going to be Bray Wyatt.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're going to see some good things out of him.
I can't say that I'm shocked about that.
My only real fear with that is that Bray Wyatt loses a lot by disqualification.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully they'll be clean wins.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if I can come up with someone better, but I really can't right now.
I think I'm going to sit where I'm at. No reason for me to move. If I were Kyle, I would drop one. I would drop a guy.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to scratch the Bray Wyatt.
I don't know if we can do that. He's already bet commissioner. He's already made his decision. Are you going to allow it? Heath is the only one impartial here.
Yeah, at this point I am because I am actually not partaking in this bet this time around due to, of course, the many failures that I've had in the previous.
So are you going to allow him to scratch that, or is it, because the commish said so.
I will allow it.
You motherfucker. No more dinner for you.
All right, Jason, so I've changed my mind. I'm going to be picking up Bo Dallas.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. Because I am a believer.
God okay. Damn you. I fucking hate you, and I hate Bo fucking Dallas.
Hey, let him choose Bo Dallas.
We're going to move on. Fucking hate you.
You're welcome.
Odd breathing is great.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right. Not Jeopardy. Not Let's Make a Deal. But
Jizz Jams. But this week it's not.
But Jizz Jam. Go ahead. Now you do your thing.
But this week it's not Jizz Jams.
Okay. So, we have a special edition. We're going to do Jizz Rankings?
Yes.
Okay.
Jizz Rankings. Okay.
And for the commemoration of the PWI 500. We did this last year when it came out. We are going to guess, or we're going to have Heath guess. What are we doing? Three sets as usual?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're going to rank two guys. Heath has to tell us who was ranked higher, right? Is that how? No, three guys, and he has to guess who was. Okay. That's what it was. Sorry. We won't do this one other time. Okay. So, for instance, Heath, if we said, let's see, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and Hulk Hogan, you would have to guess which one was ranked higher in the PWI 500.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Rules are understood.
Yes.
Two out of three.
Yes.
Okay. Take it away, Adrian.
All right.
Which we would hope Hogan would be the higher of the three.
So, at this one, we are going to go with... Let me take a look over the list here.
I did not know they still made magazines. I'm just saying. Wrestling magazines, no less. I thought the dirt sheets pretty well eliminated all those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, they have, but there's a couple.
Do they still have monthly magazines of the PWI?
They do.
Wow. I wonder how much a subscription that costs a month or a year now.
I don't know. All right, Heath. So I'm going to ask you this question here.
All right.
Can you tell me... Who is ranked higher?
Okay.
Your choices are, we're going to go with the three big signings over the summer to NXT by Triple H.
Okay.
Your choices are Kenta from Japan, Prince Devitt, or Kevin Steen.
My guess is going to be Kevin Steen.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
Congratulations. What were the rankings, Adrian?
Kevin Steen here is ranked 27.
Wow.
Prince Devitt is 30, and and Kenta is 32.
It's a pretty close as far as the
rankings. Oh, yeah. Wow. They're all right there.
Pretty close.
Hey, real quick. I'm going to give a quick shout-out to Leonard Taylor. Just check Facebook. First trip to the ER. Had a staph infection. They had to drain my finger. Hashtag no fun. Well, Leonard Taylor, get better.
Get well, yes, sir.
Okay.
I know what it's like to have a staph infection.
That's what made you holy.
All right, Heath.
Yes.
This is going to be three part-time wrestlers.
Oh, God.
Your choices here are Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Or Batista.
Think about this for a minute.
Oh. They're all on this page here. It is...
Which of those three would be ranked higher?
They have it by last name, but then they have it sort of by first name, so it's really hard to kind of figure out where people are.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go ahead with Brock Lesnar.
All right. That is a incorrect answer. Apparently you have to have more than three matches in a year to count on this list.
B-Mag says Y2J.
He would be incorrect as well.
Really? Batista?
Batista is the highest ranked of these three men.
At?
Batista is... Hang on here.
And Lesnar was too counted. All these guys are on the PWI 500.
I don't see Lesnar on here.
Oh, then he wasn't.
He did not make the list because he did not wrestle enough times.
Well, I thought that this... Well, that... Okay, fine.
He's unranked because he didn't wrestle enough to be a part of the list.
Okay.
Well, that's no fair because I thought they were all on the list.
Well, they technically were, but Lesnar did not rank in the top 500 because he didn't wrestle enough. There you are.
I call bullshit.
Batista is 16.
Really?
Yes. Winning the Royal Rumble mainly. That was why.
Huh?
Mainly because he won the Royal Rumble.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Jericho is 50.
Oh, that's bullshit right there. That's just
55.
Tough. I think we're going to dive into this next week.
Oh, we definitely are, yeah. I want to spend some time talking about this because there's some fun stuff to debate on here.
I may have to go pick up my own copy.
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's $10 at newsstands, but it's a
Where'd you find that at?
I found it at Shop and Save.
Really? Okay.
All right. This is my favorite one. This is three random independent wrestlers. Actually, they're not random. They just have the worst names I can find on here.
Okay. So these are the ones I have to figure out which is ranked higher.
Yes.
Okay.
So here are your three choices, Heath. Are you ready?
Why do you...
Because it's...
Okay.
All right. So your choices are... Mr. Juicy.
How the hell do they know my bedroom name?
Jimmy the Hippie.
Okay.
Is that our friend Jim?
And Acid Jizz.
What? Acid Jizz?
Yeah.
I got to see this.
You know what? Just because, I mean, I know I'm not going to get this, but just because of the fact, I'm going to say Acid Jizz.
Jason, you're not going to believe this. That's right.
No, what?
Acid Jizz is 406. Or, yeah. Jimmy the Hippie is 475, and Mr. Juicy's at 496.
B-Max thought Mr. Hippie was going to win it.
No. I mean, come on, with a name like Acid Jizz. I mean,
Acid
Just
Jizz.
The name alone is going to, like, catapult you up there.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Acid Jazz.
Oh, God damn it, if you wouldn't have pronounced it wrong, he wouldn't have picked it.
I want to spend a couple minutes here. So, you remember Aki Bono?
Aki Bono.
The sumo wrestler, the Big Show sumo wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually a wrestler now.
Oh, my God.
He's ranked 41.
Who's Mr. Irrelevant on the list? Do we know?
Oh, number 500?
Yes.
Let me look for you here. It's unfortunately, it is not Mr. Juicy.
Damn it. He was close, though.
All right, he's 496. 497 is Nathan Avery.
Okay.
498 is Wolf Danger.
Wolf Danger.
499 is Dickie Bronson.
Dickie Bronson, wow.
And 500 is Grado.
Grado?
Grado.
Scottish cult sensation is known for his Goldberg-inspired entrance, dance routines, and scrappy underdog persona. He had a rivalry with Colt Campana, and his beard fits as a featured guest on his stand-up show. Defeated Dave Mastiff for the Pro Wrestling Elite title, starred in a hysterical parody mockumentary send-up of Beyond the Mat.
We're going to have to look him up. Yes, Montana Man, he actually won. Holy shit is right. He won himself a shit free
show. We have Kyle on the show next week, so it's okay.
Huh?
We have Kyle on the show next week. It'll be fine.
Hopefully we'll have Kyle on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kyle, you're going to be on the show. All right, we're going to move on. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
All right, so birthdays this week. We had Scott Hall, October 20th.
Happy birthday.
Chavo Guerrero, October 20th.
Happy birthday.
Pedro Morales and Bad News Brown on April 22nd.
Hey, happy birthday.
April 22nd?
October 22nd.
Happy birthday.
And today we have Taka Michinoku and Phil Brooks, better known as CM Punk.
Happy birthday. I was going to finish that, but then I decided to quit.
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny that they tried to throw a surprise party for him, but he walked out.
Oh, God.
All right, so other things happened this week. The final Cyber Sunday pay-per-view was held in Phoenix, Arizona.
I forgot about that.
In the double main event, Batista defeated Jericho with fan-picked special referee Steve Austin.
Okay.
And Triple H defeated a fan-picked opponent of Jeff Hardy.
Ugh, remember that was on a Tuesday? It was Taboo Tuesday?
Yeah, there's a lot of final things that happened this week. So, also, on October 26, 2002, WWE held its final Rebellion pay-per-view in Manchester, England. Main event had Brock Lesnar beating Edge to retain the championship.
I can't imagine why they didn't want to do pay-per-views over there anymore. Maybe because, I don't know, they're 6 hours ahead of us?
Yeah.
Pretty well much.
Oh, let's find out what happened on the pay-per-view. Let me just read the spoilers.
Sad news, October 23rd, 2000, Yokozuna passed away.
God, 14 years.
Rest in peace.
Japanese star Hayabusa, I don't know if you remember him.
I remember Hayabusa.
He made some ECW matches and stuff. Was paralyzed after a botched moonsault.
Wow.
And I want to talk about this one here for just a minute here. October 21st, 1915. You're going to love this story, Jason.
Okay.
The mayor and sheriff of Evansville, Indiana confiscate 2,756 in ticket sales from the previous night's professional wrestling match between Joe Stretcher and Ed Lewis on the basis that they believe the matches were not on the square and were, in fact, rigged.
No.
The mayor boss did proclaim that there would be no more wrestling events in Evansville. The show promoter, W. Farton, was left with just $13 to his name after the incident and claimed all the wrestlers over $400.
Ruh-roh.
I just thought that was a funny news story to have on.
Wrestling's rigged. I would have had no clue.
Yeah.
Man, I thought wrestling was real.
I know.
That's This Week in Wrestling.
Yeah, that was This Week in Wrestling History. Their host was Resurrect Dream Masters.
You've just been schooled.
Yes.
Class dismissed.
Do you want to talk about anything else?
No, not really.
Okay, good. Actually, there's one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Let me go boot this up here. Real news time. So, I don't know how much truth to the rumor there is here. But there's a rumor floating around that they are canceling the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view itself. And that there won't actually be an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view anymore. But they'll have the match when it calls for it. Because with there being only one world champion now, there's no need for them to have the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
Makes sense.
So they're talking about having it be called something like Fast Track or Fast Lane or some bullshit like that. What do you guys think of this?
I think that they would be better off moving Elimination Chamber to another pay-per-view during the year that doesn't make a lot of difference. And I think that if it was up to me, and if I was in charge of things, I would actually make that pay-per-view the Road to WrestleMania pay-per-view.
What do you mean?
Just call the pay-per-view Road to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Instead of like Fast Track or Fast Lane, yeah, or whatever the hell it is. All right, I'd be okay with that.
I mean, that just makes more sense to me. It's an excessive mood, and you have like matches setting up for, you know, setting the stage for what's going to be happening at WrestleMania.
I mean, even though that's the pay-per-view that directly precedes WrestleMania, I think they're trying to disassociate it from WrestleMania to an extent, so maybe that's why they don't want to use the WrestleMania name.
I guess so.
I mean, I can understand if it's Fast Track or Fast Lane, whatever, you know, because you're on the Fast Track to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what some of the other pay-per-view names are. I don't know. Maybe I would say maybe change
Battleground
from Battleground, move Battleground there, and then move Elimination Chamber to whenever
just
Battleground
is. Move Elimination Chamber to where Battleground is, and then have the February pay-per-view be what you were saying. Or here's a thought. You could bring back maybe No Way Out.
Yeah.
Or some of the other good pay-per-view names? I'm just saying. What happened to No Way Out? What happened to Armageddon? You know, bring some of those back. The ones that, you know, just over the edge. Bring. Oh, well, that's probably not going to be brought back. So, I'm just saying. Probably not.
Don't jump on one. All right.
Oh, he went
on
there.
That note, I'll see you guys later.
Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
Mondays, you have Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia. On Tuesday, you can catch the FTW podcast over at FTW.com with Brian Garvin and Nick and the Ghost of Guys over there. They start at 8, 7 Central.
Okay.
Wednesday, on the network here, you can listen to on our site, PWPop.com, Shooting from the Hip with Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Brown at 8, 7 Central.
Okay.
Thursday, you get the Wrestling Niche with Jake Mullen and Kyle Robinson.
Okay, as long as Kyle's back from his honeymoon, by
yep.
then.
He's supposed to be back, yeah.
You think they got some of cooking fries for me? You think his McDonald's just doesn't have fries right now?
And I think he's got fired while he's gone.
Oh, he got fired. Okay, good. Yeah.
Fired.
Friday, I believe we have Respect to Matt.
I believe so.
And starting soon, Kevin Curtin will have a show on Saturdays.
Yeah, and then I think there's a couple of, I don't know, something else going on. I don't know.
Check the website for updates from Paul Jordan. Check out Classics Angels whenever Michael Classic posts a new one. And take care, spike your hair. Woo, woo, woo. You know what? I'm out.
And don't forget to check out the store on the website. You can buy your own Auerbaum t-shirt for war. $21.
Only $21?
Only $21.
Damn.
You want a million of them? $21 million.
Yeah.
Not a bad price there.
Exactly.
We cut you a price break at a million. Buy a million, I'll throw in the million and first one for free. Anyway, like us on Facebook, send us emails at theauerbaumgmail.com, subscribe to us on iTunes, review us on iTunes. I got nothing else. So, Kyle was our big loser for the week, and he's not available, so we picked a song for him. Actually, I let you pick the song, Adrian.
Yes.
So,
and I chose Stand Back by Vince McMahon.
Because why not?
Yeah.
So, once again, I'm your host. Easy for me to say. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halberstein. Adios. Motherfuckers. Time to go. Shake some babies and kiss some hands.
It's the other way around.
Son of a bitch. That's why the priests always give me a weird look.
I know. The big bad booty daddy.
The big Aider Masters is leaving to find a smile. It's elusive.
Gets me every time.
I know.
And the Jizzmapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
Where the hell's this all get? We'll try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
hour-bombed.
Toodles.
Oh, yeah, by the way, thanks everyone for showing up tonight. We really appreciate it.
I finally have to say stand up.